Morgan speaking. Oh, hello, sir. Oh, I see. Very well, we'll see you at the airport then. Oh, yes, sir. That's quite all right. We understand. Goodbye, sir. Well, that was the controller. He won't be coming with us after all.
No?
He's been delayed. Says he'll meet us there. But our transport is already on its way.
Did he say which field we're going to?
No, but then he wouldn't. Not over the phone.
No, I suppose not.
Well, I better get a move on. I've hardly started packing yet.
Me neither. Not that it'll take me long.
A seal, that is, Lemmy.
Yes, Jack.
Your car's here, sir. Allow me to help you down with your luggage.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Mine's the brown one, over there by the bed.
It was the guard who'd knocked at the door. One of the men who, ever since we'd arrived in London, had kept watch outside our hotel suite 24 hours a day. The corridors were deserted as the guard, carrying Lemmy's suitcase, led the way to the elevator. A car was waiting at the rear of the hotel, and apart from the chauffeur, there was no one in sight.